Hi, Rachel. Rachel, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were speaking with Mary. She's my mapping coordinator, one of them. She did want me to kind of get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, what would be included, everything that you would get, answer all of your questions. And then also it's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you, get your phone ringing. It is a month-to-month service. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least a little familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page. I mean, we kind of all use it, right? We're all consumers for something. We need something from time to time. Most of the time, we don't always know who to call for the things that we need. For you, of course, you know, being that it is still a fairly young company, and congratulations on getting your business up and going. You know, people will not need to already know the name of your business, but if they're in your service area, and again, we can cover anywhere in that service area, about 25 miles, we can go beyond 25 miles, we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found, and as long as it's a service that you provide, any of the painting services or power washing, staining, any of the assembly or, you know, handyman services that you want to be found for, you know, your website is already this great and powerful conversion tool. It would give the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. It's going to be our job just to make it easier for people who don't already know the name of your company to find your website. We do what's called off-page optimization or search engine optimization. Everything that is not directly related to your website, but like your website, talks about your company, your services, your service area, links back to your website. That's what's going to have your company pop up as one of the options that people see when they're in your service area looking for your services. Now, because you do travel, I mean, you travel at least 25 miles for the right job, I think you could benefit also from a social media campaign. Paid Facebook ads are extremely affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. I do have a package that includes Facebook ads. That's going to get you more jobs, and if you can handle at least a little bit more work here and there, this is designed for really one job to offset the cost of the service. You already have a website. We don't have to build one. That's fantastic. You'll be listed on Google, Bing. You'd have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Facebook paid ads, like I mentioned, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. We can target both residential and commercial. Rachel, did you have any particular preference of residential over commercial, vice versa, no preference at all?
No preference.
No preference. So you can handle bigger jobs, certainly take on commercial work. And I know that you are the business owner, and I like right on your website where it says female owned and operated. Does that mean you're the one doing all the work, or do you have any help?
I do the work now. Mm-hmm. Working on hiring.
Oh, okay. So that is, I was going to ask you, I mean, you've got kind of your sea legs underneath you, so to speak. I mean, it's been a year in. The first year is always the hardest, but now that you've kind of got everything kind of clicking and firing on all cylinders, and you are looking to hire more people, do the work for you, this is going to be a great way to ensure that steady stream of calls and jobs coming your way. Now, you do qualify for reduced pricing. I do think the Platinum package would be a great fit for you with the Facebook ads included, and you're looking at exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that $299. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying on top of that for individual leads. You're also not chasing leads down. I mean, calls will come directly to you, and the people that call you will have looked at your website and decided to reach out to you. So they'll already know that you do what they're looking for. They'll be happy to speak with you if you're available. If your price is fair, they will most likely want to hire you for your services. Like I said, big job. jobs are small, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial, it would just be that flat rate, that $299. Again, it is on a month-to-month basis. Rachel, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Can you send me an email with what would be included for that $299?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So let me do this for you because I know that your success online really does depend on who you work with. My name is Paul. I'm with a company called Local Splash. So we are not Google. If anyone were to call you for something like this and tell you that they are Google, they'd actually kind of be telling stories. They wouldn't be truthful. Google does make these types of phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. And again, we are a Google partner. We've been in business since 2004, more than 20 years, and you know, I've been with the company myself for almost 12 years, since April of 2013. So you would definitely be in good hands with us. Again, we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And I did send you a text message. There's a link to the pricing page off of our website, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. A lot of information about our company, our services, and the particular package that you'd be getting, that platinum package at $299. If you have not already and you're able to, please, you can put me on speakerphone, open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I see that.
Perfect. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your account. But, of course, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. Now, of course, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. We will be promoting your existing phone number, your existing website, and of course, that's what people will use to contact you. Now, you'll have reviews, multiple platforms, all the different destinations, directories, and submissions, whether they're known to the public or unknown. Because we are a Google partner, we are getting our updates directly from Google. When they change the list, when they want us to take down certain directories or add new directories, they will always let us know ahead of time. Of course, there's a core group of directories that they will always have us promote. We create that content like your website talking about your services and service area. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it is profitable and nobody cancels on profit. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense, and I'm sure you'd want to keep the service. Below where it says our process, that blue-tinted photo that outlines a few of the things we do, especially early on, it does say Google Ads Partner. There's a box right below it with the colorful Google G. It says Google Partner. Rachel, you can click on that box if you like. It is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is actually our official badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner, and, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their PAC algorithm, they let us know ahead of time. You'll always be one of the options that people will see in the exact moment they're looking to find someone who does what you do. They'll find your company, your website, of course, that gives them the opportunity to call you. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you right beneath where we were, it says SEO packages. The platinum package, the one that is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, that is the package that we're talking about here, although I would reduce the cost of the service itself down to $299. more than 50% off the normal cost. That does include the Facebook ads. Everything that's listed there, you'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing, listed in the local path or map section. You'll have all the SEO content creation to be on the first page. Of course, U.S. client-based support, the Facebook or Meta ads. Now, that $5.99 package does come with $100 of Facebook ads. Again, Facebook ads being like 20 or 22 cents per click. I've kept the original $100 intact. While I did cut the overall cost of the package by 50%, I am still including the original $100 of Facebook or Meta ads. At 20 or 22 cents each, that's about 400 clicks every month from someone who would find you on their Facebook page and be interested enough to click on your website. Again, you don't come out of pocket for that. That's included in that package. Now, you'll have review monitoring. Like I said, access to your tracking system will show you exactly where your reviews are coming from. No matter where they originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So you can, from one place, request reviews, respond to reviews, maintain and manage your online reputation. Now, that Platinum package does come with an optimized landing page. However, you already have a custom website, so we don't need to build that website out for you. And for that reason, I'm actually going to go ahead and waive your initial setup fee. I mean, it is my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to try it for at least a month, and then we keep your phone ringing and earn your business. So you'd actually save an additional $2.99 off of that setup fee. Obviously, we don't have to build a website for you. There is still a lot of content that we do have to create to get you and keep you on that first page. Now, you'd be saving then $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that, because next month when your phone is ringing, you're getting jobs, you might even be looking at hiring someone to cover the work. I mean, it's not going to go up to $5.99, right? It would always only ever be exactly $2.99. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It's a lowered rate. It's a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road. Like I said, it would just be exactly $2.99. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits. You're not paying per lead. So no matter how many calls you get, it is just that flat rate, and like I said, on a month-to-month basis.
All right.
So, I mean, let me ask you, I mean, with that that reduced rate, that $2.99 out the door, I mean, I know it does vary. I know you offer a lot of different services, big jobs and small, but just on average, I mean, how many jobs do you think I would have to send your way in a week or in a month to not just offset that cost, but have you be profitable using our services?
I'm not sure. Quite a few.
At $2.99?
Yeah.
Is the budget a concern for you, or the amount of work that you can take on?
The amount of work I can take on.
It is just you for now until you hire somebody else. Well, I mean, the one thing that I can do, and this might be a better fit for you, because, I mean, Mary says you're really only going about 25 miles. The pro package, that's our package that does not include Facebook ads. The other bells and whistles that are not listed there, you know, review management and things like that, I mean, I can include that on the pro package. The real difference is the $100 of Facebook ads. So if I remove the $100 of Facebook ads, this would basically then be the Platinum package just without the Facebook ads. Instead of $2.99, it would be $1.99. No setup fee, and it's, again, still month to month. Now, it might only at first get you 20 miles. You know, that's why I was saying that the Facebook ads would get you more coverage. But then again, the main thing being that it is just you doing the work. So, I mean, you're not looking to conquer the world. I mean, that's why we're not talking about those packages on the right-hand side. If you're telling me I go 50 miles, we've got multiple crews, then for sure we talk about one of those other packages. The Platinum package, I think, down the road, if you've got more employees and can handle like multiple jobs at a time, I think that platinum package might be the way to go. I'm going to put it in the notes here that I'm going to offer a platinum package upgrade for $249. It's actually our friends and family rate for that exact same package. So you'd be getting $100 of Facebook ads for an additional $50. I think if that's something you wanted to do, we could do that now. But the pro package might be the best place to start, since it is kind of just you doing all the work. And again, it might shrink your service area down to like 20 miles, but I think that's still a lot of opportunities and, you know, more than budget friendly with the amount of work that you can take on, because you do so many different things, right? I mean, you offer so many different services and they're in demand services. And especially, you know, it is still winter time, but spring's around the corner. People are starting to look at what projects need to be done. People are going to be getting their tax refunds back soon and things like that. So I think this would be a great time. You've already got that website. You know, you're a year in. You're poised for growth, looking to take on more employees and really grow the company. And I think, you know, I really like I said, I like your business. I like your company and the way it's set up, and I like your website. I mean, it's right on the front page of it, you know, quality guaranteed, female owned and operated, you are insured. All of those are things that people would like to see, right? And something that's going to draw people to your website. They're going to hit that request a quote. The next thing you know, you're talking to that person, getting those jobs coming your way. Would that $199, that local package without the platinum, without the Facebook ads, still the platinum package, just without the Facebook ads. I mean, I'm sure that's budget friendly enough for you to get that going, get your website where people can find it, get more jobs coming your way.
Yeah, that does sound more reasonable.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even. And, you know, with all of those different services, you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you, as long as it's a service that you provide and as long as, you know, they're in your service area. And like I said, that detailed reporting and tracking system will let you see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. Now, the reason the packages have these prices on there, you know, the $399 with a $299 setup fee, or the $599 with a $299 setup fee, all of our packages have a $299 setup fee, even the basic package, because that's for the things like the SEO content creation, creating all the directories that need to be created, NAPW cleanup, which is name, address, phone number, making sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. We do a client interview, and it's just like it sounds. One of our technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, verify information off of your website and information that I have here, make sure everything's Google compliant, that we know your mission statement, your slogan, talk to you in detail about where you want to be found and the services you want to provide. So all of that is why there's typically that one-time setup fee. It kind of helps us offset the cost. So at $199, no setup fee out the door. I mean, we're actually offering the service to you below what it's going to cost us in the first month. But as a pricing director, like I said, I've been with the company almost a dozen years. I have clients that have been with us almost as long as I have, like 10 or 11 years. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Like I said, nobody cancels on profit, and all we have to do is get this going for you. You're going to love it. So I wouldn't offer it to you below what it cost us to create if I didn't already know you'd be successful with it. And your success is our success. And keeping clients on board for the long term, even though there's no contract, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for over 20 years. Now, it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on, that's not the one on the website. The website's got the 816-287-2997. Is that your preferred business phone number, the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah, I was trying out a Google Voice number, but it really isn't working. I get more spam calls than I get business calls.
That does happen sometimes, and that's exactly the, well, it's not the only reason, but it's the main reason that Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm. If they find that certain directories that they've requested us to create are generating spam calls, they tell us to take those directories down. They tell us to create additional directories. So you'll always have the right content, content designed to get you the right types of phone calls, focusing on both residential and commercial. But for now, since it's still on your website, we would promote that phone number. Of course, the phone number that we're speaking on will be the one that we use to contact you internally. And of course, it is a smartphone. I know you can receive a message on there. I do have the email from the website. Is that a good email for you as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now the website, the email I should say, is really just for us to contact you. It's not something that we actively promote off of the website or outside the website. It is something though that we can promote because it's a very close match to your business name. But from time to time we do email things out to you. Now I did see there's a physical address here, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is technically service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer, nobody comes to you. The 600 North Clayview, that's not like a showroom or physical location that your customers would go to, nothing you would want the public to even know about, right?
Yeah, there's no business location.
That's okay. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home. You know, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. And they actually don't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll only be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And, of course, we can target anywhere in or around that 20-mile radius with the local package. Rachel, just to clarify, is your first name R-A-C-H-E-L?
My name is Jennifer.
Where did Rachel come from? I was wondering why the J-A-K is on here, but for some reason Mary thought your name was Rachel, and I think I might have called you Rachel more than once, Jennifer. I apologize for that. I do expect my mapping coordinators to, if not be thorough with their information, to at least be accurate with the information they send my way. Is that J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R?
Yes.
That starts to make a lot more sense. And I'm just guessing, and I could be completely wrong here, but I'm guessing your middle initial starts with an A and your last name starts with a K.
Yep.
See, now the J-A-K makes a lot more sense. I was wondering why your first name was Rachel, and it isn't. But Mary did not get any last name for you, correct or incorrect. What is your last name, Jennifer?
My last name is Montag, M-O-N-T-A-G. The K is my maiden name.
The K is your maiden name, okay. M-O-N-T-A-G, gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, we would look to be scheduling that client interview so our technician can talk to you about how you want your company branded and things like that. We would process the $199 as the exact amount and start getting everything up and running for you. I am required, because we are a Google partner, to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, that it is the reduced rate of exactly $199 for the Platinum package, but without the Facebook ads, that I'm actually waiving your setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would process the $199 and schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Is that fair?
Okay.
All right. Jennifer, let me get that voice verification set up here. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jennifer, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please state the name of your business as you would want it to appear online.
Candyman, J-A-K.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mrs. Montag, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jennifer Montag, owner.
Okay. And as the owner of Handyman JAK, Jennifer, you are, of course, been authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Jennifer, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Montag, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jennifer, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we would ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, for the content that we'll be creating for your company, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jennifer, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mrs. Montag, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, waiving the setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 14th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Jennifer, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And it is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month. And that same exact reduced rate of just $199, again, that rate will never go up on you unless you decide to add Facebook ads. And I did put it in the notes that we would do a friends and family package, include $100 of Facebook ads, but it would only go up by $50, so from $199 to $249. If you ever decide to do that. Of course, until you let us know that you want to do that, it would only be exactly the $199 on a month-to-month basis, completely no contract and absolutely at will, which means, of course, you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, even with that local campaign, you can pause it. You can pause it for any reason. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it if necessary seasonally by simply contacting our client. client support team. Mrs. Montag, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Jennifer, that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mrs. Montag, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Jennifer, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And for that initial investment of just $199, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
I've got a Visa card.
A Visa. Is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It has the business name and my first and last both on it.
Okay, perfect. You said that was a Visa, so that should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Jennifer, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. The number is 4873-0100-01-99-9601.
And then the expiration month and year?
09/27.
09/2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
804.
So I've got 804. I've got September or 09 of 2027. Jennifer, was the card itself 4873-0100-0199-9601?
Yes.
A lot of 01s in there. And then the billing address of the card, is it the 600 North Clayview in Liberty, 64068?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I think I'll wait for the email.
Okay, that's perfect. You will get that email through our automated system in about a minute here. You can, by the way, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless they get the emails either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you within that next business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll get all of that by way of our confirmation or welcome email. That will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. You'll also get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to just kind of walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 30, maybe 35 minutes. We might be a little bit booked up at 5 o'clock, but there is for sure a spot available at 4. Would you be available for that phone call? You don't have to be in front of a computer at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. That last spot. This is actually the second Tuesday of the month, so we will all be in a meeting at that point. Let me see. If sometimes a meeting is short enough that we can still accommodate client interviews in that hour, but sometimes it's not. Would 5 o'clock work for you? They'll make an exception. Everybody will be off the phones, and they'll kind of be all hands on deck for that last hour of the day. Would that still work for you at 5?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. I was wondering why there was no client interviews at all scheduled for what is the next hour, but then I realized that it is the day that we have our once-a-month
company-wide meeting. So you're going to receive at 4 then a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5. You'll get that email an hour prior. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. And it's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. And then, oh, one other thing I did want to do was just to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, a simple question and answer. Meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Handyman, J-A-K, you know, we might, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you, especially like a week or two from now, if you start getting phone calls from someone that is not a potential customer, especially if they're saying they're Google or even if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then it would not be us, and don't entertain that phone call. If anyone, Jennifer, calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure would not be us, and they for sure would not know the security question or answer. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account, and it clearly states it only bills on the 14th for only $1.99, and it would never be even a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name.
First pet's name, okay. And then what is the answer?
King Tut.
King Tut.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. You have to type it in twice. So even our technician that calls you for your follow-up call will know that response. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I've gotten
couple of them.
Three emails.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Our system sends out emails in bulk every couple of minutes. So that does sometimes mean what I prefer is that you only get the one email that you need to look at this exact moment, but sometimes they all get piggybacked. The welcome email, that's again got our client support information. I think most of them do, but the welcome email does have your login credentials. Let me open it up real quick. So your username is the phone number that we are speaking on right now. It cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way, but it is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, that makes your username 816-885-8914. It looks like your default password is funlocal, all lowercase, no space, F-U-N-L-O-C-A-L. Of course, you can see that on your welcome email. That's for your client dashboard, for your tracking system. You won't need that today. The other one that you got, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, you can open up that one now if you like. It's going to have a list of requests that you send pictures for. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but as much as you can send us helps us to expedite the process of really satisfying Google and letting them be reassured that you are, of course, an active, legitimate business in the local area, that you will answer your phone when it rings, that you will provide those services when called. So any photos of tools or equipment, if you know, photo of your service vehicle, there's no real physical workplace. Obviously, you go out to the customer. Google's usually fine with, you know, where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send our way will help us to get things rolling here, and you can use your client dashboard to access that. The one that I really did want you to look at is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, Hello Jennifer, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two blue words, click here?
Yeah.
Okay, you click on those, they're hyperlinked. They go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about everything we'll be providing for you. beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, of course, you can scroll through this. I don't want to, you know, take up too much of your time. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But about 1 out of 10 will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of them search on their smartphone. So we do want you to get those opportunities and be able to field those phone calls. So we will mirror the content on Bing as well. Now, you'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We would want you to click them both, one saying that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages, and the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. Once you've got both of those boxes clicked, you can click on the longer box that says click here, the one with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, and that's where you would make an exact match of your name. So J and M are capitalized, but only those letters. You can copy and paste, but if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box, and if you are on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways enough for you to see it completely and click on it. But once you click on it, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduce the cost of the service, etc. It will also allow us to make sure that your PIN verified and to do the initial NAPW audit, make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Mrs. Montag, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to log into your tracking system, prompting you to put in a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
It's just the it's cut off.
Yeah. If it doesn't allow you to click on it. If your phone is not locked, you can turn it sideways in landscape mode, and then it will pop up a little bit higher. I've let our tech team know that that happens for a lot of smartphones.
Yeah, I think mine is locked.
Your orientation is locked.
Yeah.
That's how my wife's phone is, and when she borrows my phone, she locks it. I don't like it that way, because especially when I open my emails, there's so much like sliding right to left that I just flip it sideways, make it easier to read. I don't like to have my orientation mode locked.
That's going on.
I don't know what kind of phone you have, but usually if I swipe down, it takes me to a position where I can turn on or off airplane mode, turn on or off the portrait lock, and then, of course, brightness level, things like that.
No, it took me away from the slide. Let me go back. Okay, so... No, I don't have that. I have an iPhone, but it doesn't have that.
Really? If you just swipe down, it doesn't take you to that page?
Mm-mm. Let me see what this is.
I think you have to swipe down from the upper right-hand corner. That's weird. I've never tried swiping down from anywhere else. But if I swipe down from somewhere else, it just pops up with some suggestions. But if I swipe down from the upper right-hand corner, it gets me to the page that I'm looking for. And then the one with the arrow, the circle arrow on the lock, that's the one that where you would either toggle on or toggle it off.
Got it. Okay. Oh, I think it unchecked things, but let me get back.
Yeah, if it's on, it's like white, and if it's off, it's not white. At least that's how my phone's set up. We're both learning things about iPhones today.
Let's see. I've entered. It's just my, oh, never mind. It's got a typo. Okay, I did the confirm.
Alrighty. So if you're seeing it prompt you to log into your tracking system, you can stop right there. And it looks like as I update, I see that as well.
Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is live and that you're trying to access it right now. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but you should get confirmation the next day or so. You can always try to log in. Again, your login credentials are on the welcome email. It may, though, give you a message saying that we are still trying to set things up. Certainly, if you try to do that before we do your follow-up call with your technician, it will tell you that we're setting everything up, because that's something that they do as they're speaking with you or getting off the phone. That's actually why there's a one-hour window. They do have to put in a lot of notes after they finish the phone call. I'm sending you now, though, the calendar invite. And again, that's just for your records. This Local Splash CIENG. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In this case, your phone number is your username. support@localsplash.com. That's the main support email. You can send anything and everything there. Please do, though, make it easy for our teams and reference your phone number or your username. It expedites the process of us accessing your account and forwarding everything out to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. We should have our meeting over by 5 o'clock, and that would probably mean that I'm not yet on another phone call. Although if I do get an inbound call, I might not be able to say a quick hello to you, but if I am in between calls when our technician calls you right out or maybe a couple of minutes after 5, then I will be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I do hope I am, because you're really nice to speak with. And in fact, I'll take the opportunity now to thank you for your kindness, your patience. You made me laugh a few times. As you can imagine, I do not get all of those on every phone call. Sometimes I get none of them. But it's always nice to speak with someone who's been as respectful of my time as I hope I've been of theirs, and you certainly have been kind and respectful. I did also want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Get that website out there in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Jennifer. We'll be talking to you in a little over an hour, about an hour and a half, maybe at the most. But you take care and you have a great rest of the day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.